I brought something for you today.
Oh, tell me. Thank you. What? A gift?
I did bring a gift. I don't know. Maybe you already have.
I thought you were about to show me your boobs, and I was like, yes, show it to me.
Oh, where did they go?
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
You just have to make sure that you hit the little ring, and then I feel like it brings everything together and we start the show. So welcome back to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, and I have a guest. Yay! I finally won't be like screaming all of the oddities from my mind for an hour straight and like choking on my words, which is really cool. So joining us today is the returning guest, Stella Sky, no longer Ken.
Yeah, I know it might be hard to recognize me today, but I'm...
Pull it up a little bit to your mouth. A little quiet. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there we go. We get that ASMR. But today we're not here as Ken. Today we're here as Stella. Makes her appearance.
I love it. And I love your hair. It's looking so vibrant. Everything is popping, like matching with the podcast face.
Thank you.
It's sick.
Yes. I mean, I feel like, yeah, the pink, the purple.
It's all vibrant.
Bright colors. Very much my vibe. I would pick all of these things.
Awesome.
Like the shawling.
Now, we came to find out before we're rolling, you even have the same monitor as me now.
Same pink setup.
Twinsies.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like,
So do you do like gaming or is it just like for your editing and stuff like that?
Editing. Yeah. I do a game sometimes. It's been a long time, actually. I opened up my gaming PC, laptop that I was using, and it's, like, tanked. I don't know what it's doing. It's, like, stuck in a boot loop.
Oh, yeah. It just needs, like, it's too many updates passed, and now it just doesn't want to do anything.
Yeah, so that's how much I game. But when I do, I, like, get really sucked in, and it's, like, a week, and I complete the game, and then I chill for a while.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay.
What do you like to play when you have played in the past?
The last one I played was all the original Spyros, the PS1 Spyros. I did an emulator and played through all of that because that was very much like my childhood.
Yeah, I love that.
Super nostalgic. Cool. Loved it. What else? I mean, before that, I played Stray. Have you played that where you're the
cat? I have not, but I've heard of it.
It's fun. Yeah. It's very like cozy and it has like dark neon vibes.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
That's cool.
Apocalypse.
Yeah, I have to be careful with games because it's the same thing. I'll get like sucked in. Like, and the problem is the games I like to play are big open world like Elden Ring.
Oh, yeah.
So
forever.
That will just eat up all of it. You can play it endlessly because you don't have to progress the storyline. There is no end, which is beautiful and horrendous if you're trying to be productive.
Yes, exactly.
I had to like cut myself off because I'd just be like, you know what I could do today? Elden Ring. And then I was like, wait, it's been like 2 months. I should like do something else.
No, I had to delete Candy Crush. I had it for like 3 days. And then I was like, you know what? No, this is bad for you.
Oh, I had this. So I do like... I've talked about it before, but I buy like a bit of Bitcoin. I'm into Bitcoin. So, but there was this app that it's like, oh, if you link your stuff, like you get like minor sat rewards and things like that. But they had an option where if you download certain games from the app store, you can like grind through the games to make basically 50 cents.
Oh no.
But I will grind for 50 cents.
And it's real money.
Yeah. And then you just delete the app like right after you've completed all the challenges. And I'm like, I've made like $10 in 6 months. I don't know what to tell you. That's just games.
That's what being an influencer is like.
It is. It's like, how many affiliates can I get? Should I reach out to this brand? Oh, now I forgot to do the brand deal for MeUndies and now I got to get that done. And it's really just nothing because it's like you don't even know if you're just getting free products and then wasting a bunch of time or if anyone's even using your codes.
That's true. Like, am I doing this for not? Do any of you like this at all?
I know. I don't even know. And then I had a weird thing with Liquid IV recently too because I don't think they're keeping track on their end either of who they're having as influencers, which I mean, must be hard because there's so many people doing it. But at the same point, Liquid IV was like, hey, like we did this new program launch and we're like reformatting the way we do stuff, so let's pull you in. And I was like, okay, but I've been influencing for you guys. I've been an affiliate for like over 3 years because it's like the entire podcast has been a Liquid IV sponsorship. No. And I was like, okay, cool. So I'll sign up for the new platform. But they've signed me up now as like an individual creator. But the code for the podcast still works, but they've given me a new code that is with my Instagram. And I'm like, so now I have two codes and I don't know which one I'm obligated to go to for. Like the TWND code still works, but am I not going to get paid from that anymore? Like,
yeah, I'm sure there's someone right on board to help you too, walk you through that.
Yeah, I reached out and they were like, it's been like 2 weeks. And they're like, we'll get back to you on this matter and see if we can merge the codes. I'm like, cool, it's been 2 weeks, so I don't know which code. Is it this redhead? Is SFW? Is it TWND? I don't know. I guess they both work. So just both. Pick one.
You can use it twice.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, there you go.
Mm. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/TWND podcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/TWND podcast. So anyway, do you have any brand deals and stuff that you do?
I don't have anything at the moment. I've done some stuff in the past. I did like a sports betting app where it helped you make picks.
Okay.
That one was actually like, it made me try doing it.
Yeah.
Which, again, I was like, uh-oh, now I'm gaming again.
Yeah, it's like Candy Crush, but like real money.
Yeah, exactly. You put in the money and it would give you like, this is the best pick. And that was an interesting one. Yeah. I would definitely have some cool ones with like underwear or something. That would be fun.
Reach out to me undies because you got the booty, let me tell you.
Exactly. I have the perfect booty to show off your undies. And
reach out me undies.
I'll just say my man's got a good package to show off the undies as well. So it would look great on us.
Yeah. So reach out, hit up Stella. And where can they follow you to before we get too far in? Because sometimes people like have no attention span and they don't listen the whole way through because you're not real fans. All right.
It's okay. You know, so I get caught up in things when I'm listening and then I drift off. You can follow me on Instagram. It's Stella Sky. It's the whole thing. It's Stella Sky. Mm-hmm. I realize I kind of created a dude sweet scenario where they're like, what's your Instagram? And I'm like, it's Stella Sky. And they just put it as
Stella Sky. They're like, where are you? And then get catfished and it's a whole thing.
Don't
and then it's
that.
Your fault. So
it's Stella Sky, all one thing, include the it's. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like once you find there, all roads lead to other places.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's pretty much only like one social media because it's like, you never know. You just promote the one that you've kept the longest in the hopes that also will not be destroyed by the Instagram gods and all the powers that be.
If all else fails, go to stellaskylinks.com and it's all there.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
I love it.
You, because last time that you were on, we were all Ken. It was just big Ken agglomeration. So
that was a lot of mental work. Honestly, that was kind of exhausting.
It was. And a little bit tired by the end of it because I was like,
and who am I?
Yeah. And then I was just Ken, I think, for 3 more days after that because it's like a Ken come down. But we didn't really get to talk much about like you as a creator, and you just performed amazingly. Your acting skills are on point. You were a great bro. But I want to know more about you. And I think everyone who listened then has been asking to have you come back as well. So they all want to know, who is the woman behind the Ken?
Well, I mean, so I'm coming to you today. You know that meme where it's like a horse and it's like 3 caffeines, no breakfast?
Yep.
That's me today.
Oh, same. Same. I love that.
So we're just kind of prancing around here. I'm the unicorn in the clouds.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't know where you want to start. Do you have some deep questions?
So I'm sure we will get deep. Like, that's always where this thing kind of goes. But I was kind of curious just because, so I haven't, Laura hasn't been here in a while because, as I said last week, she has a bunch of stuff going on. Once again, don't ask about it or I'll call you out publicly for being a prying little nosy Nancy. When it comes to me, for instance, I just hit my 12-year anniversary doing adult themed work, the wide scape of whatever the that is. So I was kind of curious how long, because we might have discussed it before, but how long have you been doing it?
So I started, well, I have like a weird story. So I
love it.
I started this what would I call it? Like,
content creation or,
this, stage of my content creation started in 2022.
Okay.
But in like 2011, 2012, when I knew nothing, I was just on campsites. I was on My Free Cams.
Yeah. Weren't we all at some
back in the day? And I didn't know what I was doing and, you know, whatever. I was like literally in my dorm, like,
yeah, just like
my roommates are in the other. Yeah. And I'm in my, on my laptop. Like, what the hell? And I'm sure nowadays, like, universities have all those sites banned.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure.
It was before.
But of course, VPNs exist.
Oh, speaking of, not to like go off on another
thing. Please.
Have you had any of your fans reach out? This just happened to me where one of my fans was. He's visiting somebody in Tennessee and he's like, dude, the internet sucks here on OnlyFans. I have to verify every hour with my ID.
Really?
And, yes. And so this is like this age verification stuff. Some of these states, it's like that right now. And I don't know.
So it's like if you lose your connection, then you have to re-verify each time that you log in?
Just every hour. They will ask. That's crazy. And I think some states are different where it's like just one time, but still it's like the whole thing with like you get the ID and take the picture.
Yeah. It seems like after a certain point, it's like, this is what would make sense to me. Because now, listen, like I know that like the whole age verification thing does cause like issues for people. But at the same time, I'm not... like, I don't want people who are underage to see my content.
Absolutely.
So I think that there's a way to do age verification that's good, but it would almost make more sense to me if it was more like how we verify who we are as creators. It's like if you have a fan account on a site like OnlyFans or Fansly or like whatever,
exactly.
It would make sense for you to do the verification, but then shouldn't that just hold to your account?
Do they like, do that when they, I feel like they do that when they make their account, like in order to buy content and view things, they do have to verify their age in the first place.
Yeah, they do. And of course there's always that like go around and I mean, obviously I'm not like buying OnlyFans content, so I don't know the other end, but I know some people have had issues with like, or if you want to spend above a certain amount, then they make you like verify like that it is you who's making the purchase, which does make sense because it prevents against like, you know, someone defrauding someone's, you know, money, which I am all for because catfishing is already bad enough as it is. People are getting, if you get catfished in 2025, what in the fuck? Like, have you been living under a rock? Right. It doesn't make sense to me.
There's like 8 seasons of a show you could watch.
Yeah, just to like prevent or all the documentaries coming out about like, you know, people who've been had. And I'm like, so you watch these things, you hear about it. It's all like in the public space now of, oh, this and this got catfished. And back in the day, I understand a lot more because it's, you don't know that you can do like a reverse image, like lookup.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
If you have someone that you've been sending money to online and... they won't FaceTime you.
Right.
They're not like providing you like even with stuff like OnlyFans, right? It's like, okay, if I wasn't doing custom, you know, content or custom voice clips and stuff like that, I could even understand how some people would be like, well, is it even you? Because maybe it's just like recycled old content or something like that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to you're not on like some sort of platform and you have this woman who's like, or man who's madly in love with you, if you only keep sending them money and then their plane keeps getting delayed and then they're not at the train station when you go to pick them up and they're not answering on FaceTime and there's always some reason.
The FaceTime. There's always
broken.
Something. Yeah.
If only you sent me more money, I could get a new phone that I could FaceTime you properly.
I need to buy a new phone. I need new service for the phone. Can you send some money for that?
Yeah. It's just crazy to me that like people are still allowing themselves to get catfished. And then what's worse is they're like, well, it's your fault.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? Because I posted photos of myself.
Okay, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Because honestly, just even with catfish pictures. Accounts, I don't know. Do you get many like catfish accounts or people?
I haven't seen them yet. I don't think they've been brought to my attention. Maybe I've noticed. I think like on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a long time, but I haven't, thankfully not too much.
Well, and it sucks because with situations like that, like they always say like on the social media apps, whether it's TikTok or Instagram or whatever, like impersonation, we, you know, do not abide by this. This goes against terms of service. But then you report accounts that are like, here's a photo of my face. It says Molly Stewart or some like conglomeration, or even if they have a fake name, it's just recycling all of my content that you can take 2 seconds, look at my profile and see.
Right.
That's my shit. Like,
and then they won't take it down.
And they won't take, they're like, this doesn't violate anything. I'm like, then what are we doing?
Yeah. No. Same thing. Like, I feel like Twitter is the same way. Like, report people for doxing, report people for impersonation. Nothing happens.
No, it's all just like this illusion of safety. Like, no, we'll take care of this for you. Like, right. When it behooves us, it's like, well, could you behoove a little faster?
Yeah. Because or, like, this is crazy. Let me know. Like, yeah. You never hear about it ever again.
No, it's just like, yeah, it'll be like maybe received. 4 weeks later, and it's like, hey, we've replied to your inquiry, and it's like, so you click on it, you're like, fuck yeah, and like nothing was violating, yeah. So the profile That's still fine. Stands. Yeah. We're like, oh, okay, sick.
Lovely.
So,
so yeah. So anyway, I started doing this long before any of that was part of it. I mean, that was like Instagram was just getting started.
Yeah,
my first kind of Instagram.
When it was just like bagels, like people are like, here's my breakfast.
Yeah.
Like,
I think my like very first Instagram post was a picture of my tattoo I got when I turned 18.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's changed a lot. I was actually just talking about that like last week because someone had written in, Mr. Matt had written in, shout out Mr. Matt, about like getting into the adult industry and stuff like that. So, but he was saying like, you know, how would you build like a social media presence? And I'm like, honestly, now I have no idea.
Yeah.
Because like the only reason people ever followed me like before the social media platforms became so big was because I was shaking my titties on the internet. Yeah. Like, and you can't really do that as a guy. Yeah. You can just like swing your dick around.
I just noticed something like that this morning where it was somebody that I had met over a year ago. And I remember we followed each other on TikTok and I had more TikTok followers than him at the time. But then on Instagram, he had more than myself. Mm-hmm. And then I looked today and I was like, oh, wow. Like now I've like 5X'd what you are now in the year.
Yeah.
And I was like, gosh, that's got to be hard. Because, yeah, all I got to do. Like, yeah. Not to say it's easy, but as far as like the reels and TikTok. Yeah. Yes.
As long as you can.
Truly making that stuff is easy.
As long as you can like follow the trends. And people think you're attractive, then it's like, okay, well, that was good content,
right.
Which is not necessarily even like, oh, it's creative content or whatever, but it's like, that's how you get followers. You just have to like do the little daily shit.
So, that part is easy. The posting of it all and that stuff, that is not the easy part of like actually coordinating all of that and making sure that's going out on a schedule and you're doing it every day and you're posting it to your story and you're linking stuff.
Oh my
God.
That's
a whole nother level.
Yeah, but it's exhausting.
Doing the little dance, that part itself, that is easy.
Yeah, easy, fun, done. Right. But then you're like, sometimes I'll go to the point where I'll like get a bunch of reels ready in advance or I'll like, you know, edit a bunch on my computer. And they're ready to go. And then I just like forget that I've made them. And six months later, I'm like, shit, I don't even know if I look like that anymore. Like, can I post this? And I'll just like throw it out there. But it's definitely totally different. What was your experience like with camming? Like, how long did you do camming before you kind of made a bit of a shift?
So I did the camming for probably, I don't know, like 2 years. And then I graduated and my whole life changed and I moved, blah, blah, blah. So when I was doing that camming at the time, I mean, it was basically just me in my dorm room, and I don't even think I really knew how to utilize all the tools as far as, like, using tips for things. Like, it was purely just, like, me showing up, like, in a chat room almost. That's kind of what I considered it, like a chat room.
Yeah, I just considered it my little hangout place, and then you start to learn as you go, and, that was a weird time. What got you, like, onto camming in the first place?
I think it was because I used to hang out in these chat rooms with people. Like, that was definitely, I was like chronically online for sure.
Oh yeah.
And I was in these chat rooms and I think somebody like brought it up to me or something. I don't know. Cause I was basically like teasing and doing stuff on these chat rooms for free.
Yeah. Just like having fun with it.
I'm just having fun. Like, I recently found a picture from those days. I posted it on Twitter. Where I'm with a friend, well, I cut the friend out, but me and a friend are up on the table at a party with our like shirts up and our bras out, and we're just like enjoying being the absolute life of the party.
Yeah.
And all you see is all these guys like, yay, it's us. And not a phone in sight, okay? Everybody's just living in the moment. And I was like, wow, I've kind of always been this way.
Yeah.
I just do that, but on the internet now.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of cool because it's also more insulary as well, because you get to kind of just like choose how much you share. You don't. And it's fun. I feel like I was also more that way when I was younger as well. I was like, you know, like, look at me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing the thing. Especially like in my early cam days, I was just like drinking and I'm like going to all the MFC events. And when I finally went to AVN, I'm just like having what I thought was the time of my goddamn life. And now the idea of like getting drunk and climbing on top of one of the MFC tables at AVN to like I can't fucking speak. Rebelliously. There we go. I feel like I still said that wrong. Pulling my shirt up just to like fuck with the people running the show.
Absolutely.
I could never conceive now. I'm just like, oh, that seems like a lot of work. And like, what if I got kicked out? And
I'm very matronly now. Yes.
Now I'm just like you. I'm just like, content, gym.
If you're watching or listening to this right now, there's a possibility that you might be dehydrated. Yeah, I know. A lot of people are just walking around in the world having no idea that they could be experiencing better hydration today with Liquid IV. If you go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND, you're going to save on your order and then you're going to experience better hydration as soon as it arrives on your doorstep. And let me tell you, I've been drinking Liquid IV for so many years now. Like, honestly, longer than they have even been an affiliate of the podcast. And I cannot recommend it enough. Like, I always keep everything stocked for Liquid IV. All of my cupboards, Liquid IV. My car, Liquid IV. My purse, Liquid IV. Wake up in the morning, have a Liquid IV. Even before I've had my coffee. And y'all know how important coffee is to me. However, coffee does not hydrate as well as Liquid IV. It just doesn't. One stick of Liquid IV dissolved in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more effectively than water alone. So if you want to up your hydration and really just kick your dehydration in the booty, then go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save on your purchase and experience better hydration.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes. Like,
easy peasy.
I work out. I flex.
Yeah.
Body's looking tight.
Girl.
Why don't you enjoy
it? When did you start like your whole like fitness transition? Because
that was shortly after. So my free camps was right before fitness, and then fitness kind of came almost like they overlapped each other. Then I got into fitness, graduated, and that was like 2012 when I first started lifting. And this was also, I don't know if you're familiar, the bodybuilding forums.
I mean, I know that they exist, yes. But I haven't really been.
Bodybuilding.com forums. And then there was this is when like Z's was like huge and he had just passed away, I think, and all this. And like, yeah. So then that's how I discovered bodybuilding, was through that lens of like, SS go mad, and I was like,
I love that.
I shit you not. And I was like, gotta have my whey during the day, gotta have my 30 grams of carbs immediately after I work out in the locker room.
Just making fitness your job,
making it my job
that you don't get paid for, and you're just kind of miserable but also happy.
Casein at night, I was doing EC stacks.
Okay, tell me about that.
That is where you stack ephedrine and caffeine and you take it as a fat burner.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you must have been tired.
No, I was very awake. I never slept.
Didn't get like a crash out from it or anything like that?
I'm sure.
But when you're young too, you're just you have all the energy.
I was in my early 20s. Yeah. So no, I mean, I guess I would kind of like maybe just like get drunk, finally sleep until like, I don't know, noon or something, and then wake up and have my like McDonald's, whatever.
Yeah, we could just like treat our bodies like shit while pretending that we're being healthy.
Unreal. If I did that now, the hangover would end me. Like, I can't,
I think I would
imagine.
Pass away. Like,
like my head would just split open.
Yeah. I can't. When I think about how much I used to drink, and then now, and I'm like, how am I not dead, for one? And then because especially on my free camp, so I did it longer than you did, but that's the easiest freaking way on MFC. I don't know if it's still this way because I don't cam there anymore, obviously, but shots, tips for shots.
Because
you start it cheap, right? You a nice little cheap tip to start, and then it goes up every shot. Uh-huh. Every shot until you're making like $100 to take a shot, and you're like, oh, okay, sick. Like, now I'm fucking trash, but I don't care because I hit my goal. And
then
then
you're like taking shots by accident. You're like just enjoying, and then you're like, wait, fuck.
Yeah, how much have I drank? Oh, half that bottle of vodka is gone. Shit. Mm-hmm. All right, so I gotta like go.
What kind of vodka are you drinking in 2012?
So I liked the Sky Vodka simply because with the blue bottles, you could fill one with water. insider tips. You want to know what goes on behind the scenes? Listen, if you're trying to go on a fucking webcam site and give a girl alcohol poisoning with your money, guess what?
Yeah.
Some of them are water shots. I don't know what to tell you.
You have to. Strippers do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all part of the fantasy, the facade, yes, right?
It's right.
And also, let's be honest, it's not like I'm doing an entire show just on water shots. So I'm already, yeah. I'm already good. Exactly. I'm already tanked. Yes. Of course, I'm going to start taking water shots. But I felt like that was the easiest way to hide. For some reason, I thought the blue bottle, yeah. It's clear liquid.
I was thinking it was pretty because that was definitely during the time where like I would save bottles as decor a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The times of saving bottles. Because you know, like a bottle wouldn't last me any amount of time, especially with my ex-husband because he was a raging, like I had an alcohol problem, but he was a raging alcoholic and he loved to save the bottles. But it's not like, oh, let's save the bottle to drink more later.
No,
it's like, oh no, the night is over. The bottle is empty, maybe three bottles. Let's stack them up like above the cabinets because look how cool we are. We drank all this alcohol.
I don't know why that was decor.
I don't even.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I feel like that's something that like everyone
bottles.
Goes through in their like early 20s,
yes.
though, for the most part,
yes.
whether it's like you get like the beer cans
or
you
it
get.
Is.
Yeah.
Look
just
how much
like,
of this I drank.
Yeah. I'm a fucking champion.
Yeah. What? clearly you love Jaeger. I can like picture the Jaeger on top of like the oak cabinets. Yeah.
Oh, Jaeger. Oh, there's something about Jaeger. I can't do Jaeger because, well, I mean, I don't drink now anyway, but
I haven't had a drink this year, 2025. I'm like, maybe I'll just stop.
But Jaeger is licorice. Like
yeah.
it's that
oh,
licorice
100%.
Taste. When I was a kid, my aunt threw up like Ooh. In my vicinity with licorice because they loved eating licorice. Ever
oh,
since
God.
Then, can't do licorice.
Wow.
It just does something to me. Like just
Poor
the smell
memory.
Of it, I'm like, it's so awful. I absolutely cannot. I remember one of my first boyfriends though. Like he turned 21. And his friends took him out to a bar, right? And he called me crying. Like, I had a job, like an actual job to get to, like early morning. I was up by 5 a.m. to get to this job. He calls Oof. Me at like 3 o'clock in the morning, like crying because he was drunk off
oh,
of,
God.
Ready for it? One Jaeger shot.
Stop.
He was crying. I broke up with him like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, like, that would give me the ick too.
I can't deal with this. Like, I'm over there. And at the time, I wasn't even like... a drinker like
yeah.
I didn't drink I was only
that
like
makes it worse though.
I was only like 18 and he had just turned 21
oh, yeah,
so
no.
I was such a like good girl like I
yeah,
wasn't gonna do weed I wasn't
too.
Gonna do and I'm like okay so
pathetic
yeah it was just the biggest I think that's maybe one of the first like adult icks that
yeah.
I had in my life.
Well if you're sober like drunk people that are a mess are like super a mess.
It's really hard for me to be around drunk people now and I know it's no hate because I've been that person
yeah, right yeah
but it's not like oh like whatever but I just don't have to be around it because I'm like
yeah.
if I'm not doing it anymore there's a reason
yeah
and you go you have your fun but it's like really hard like sometimes you know I'll go to like a little party or dinner and it starts off like fine I get social anxiety but like it's fine but then people start drinking and then they're drinking more and then
yeah.
it reaches this like turning point where
yes.
it's like here's like a normal time and all of a sudden it like twists and you're
yeah.
on this alternate reality where you're just watching everyone get
yeah, you
fucked
become the
up
outsider.
And you're like I don't mm-hmm. belong here it's time to bounce
yeah like there's definitely this moment where you're like separated out and it's like okay,
yeah
I could just
the big alcohol wall just comes down between
the
you
alcohol wall
and
yes
yeah it's just yeah it's too much. I feel like that's why I used to go to more like events and parties and things like that. Cause I felt like when I was drinking, I was like, I'm one of the people. They like me now
yeah.
that I understand them.
Yes.
And it's like, no, you're just trash like
yes.
everyone else.
Yes.
And apparently alcohol is not supposed to make you feel like a normal human being. So it's,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
I know.
Is that a sign? Yeah.
That was a crazy revelation that I had.
So I brought something for you today.
Oh, tell me. Thank you. What? A gift?
I did bring a gift. I don't know. Maybe you already have.
I thought you were about to show me your boobs and I was like, yes, show it to me.
Oh, where did they go? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Where's my boobs?
I don't know where they went. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Well, that's okay. I brought you another gift.
Oh, thank you. I'm just going to keep watching you play with your boobs and hope that something comes out.
I'm so stunned. Should I just say what they were? I brought, please. I brought two tiny little men.
Oh my God. I know. You carried them in your breasts for me?
I thought that would be clever to pull them out, but clearly not.
Your boobs just ate them. Your boobs were hungry.
Maybe. Like, where maybe when I like bent over to pet your dog.
They've like fallen out. Ina's eating them.
You're gonna find
just tiny little dudes.
They can only be like between my like my car and here, so
we'll have to go hunt for the tiny men after.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. So I also brought you a photo of myself, which is very conceited.
I love that.
I wrote a little inscription for you in regards.
I'll see you on Malibu Beach. Oh God, I feel like, yes, I have to be dressed as Ken and just be like,
oh, there you go. I don't know, just a nice little,
this is beautiful. Here, I'm gonna, you know? I'm gonna, I just stepped on the corner. That is beautiful.
To commemorate our time as Ken.
I love it so much. And it's even pink, so we got the podcast colors going on, pink and teal in the sky. Girl, thank you.
You can always count on me for pink.
I love that. And that is a beautiful butt that you have crafted.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let me tell you.
So that's since 2012, lifting and working out.
I love that.
Yeah.
I haven't started my whole fitness whatever transformation shit until like the last 5 years or something.
You've come quite some far away then.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I actually did to quit drinking. Was,
oh, yeah,
like,
that's,
hey,
helpful.
I felt like, hey, a few things happened. I was like, all right, I have to address the fact that I'm being a piece of shit right now. So how do I change it? And then every time I wanted to drink, I would just make myself go squat. And then before you knew it, I don't even think of alcohol anymore for like the
soon
longest
enough,
time.
You're addicted to, yeah, those hands.
Yeah. Trade one addiction for another one.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we all have a lot of bad habits and breaking them is very difficult, but that's where our friends at Fume come in. Fume is a breathable air flavor device. It's not a vape. There's no batteries. There's, you know, a beautiful little cartridge, but it's kind of fun to like fidget with. And if you go to tryfume.com/TWND, you can try to switch out your bad habit with a good one. You'll notice that I don't have my little other bad habit anywhere in sight, but luckily, little peach bliss from our friends at Fume. So go to tryfume.com/TWND, save on your purchase, and try to make a good habit out of a bad one. Now back to the show. Okay. Sorry.
I love that. That was great. Good segue.
Thank you very
much. I
want
the product.
You gotta try it. It's actually like,
sold.
Surprisingly. Okay. So for me, like just being straight up honest with you, there's something about like, I know that we're not supposed to say the big V word, but that other thing that I puff on, there's something about the burn that I really, really like. Like,
yeah,
it calls to me, it feeds my soul, and this doesn't have that, but the flavor is really good. So I'm hoping I can try the supplement.
I feel like I just like the action, the flavored,
yes,
air. A big thing for me is like vapes at like parties for like the social anxiety. I'm like, I just need something to hold.
Yeah, something
mouth
that I don't have to like talk about and whatever's happening that I don't understand.
Right.
And I'll just like.
And if it's not a vape, it's going to be a drink.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I'm, yeah, not a fan of that. But this is cool too because I'm a fidgeter. Like I have this ring that spins around.
Oh,
so I try,
nice,
not to pick. So this,
yeah,
it like makes clicky sounds and,
oh,
it's really nice. So. We'll see how it goes. But speaking of making healthier decisions and all of that, like the fitness stuff that you,
yeah,
do, I know that you said you've started kind of incorporating it a bit into content,
yeah,
as well. Do you want to talk about that at all? Or are you kind,
yeah,
of trying to leave things,
no,
a little?
I think, yeah, it's a good time for me to like announce it, honestly, because,
mm-hmm,
I've been letting people know, I've been letting them know. 2025, year of the femme dommy, muscle mommy.
I love it.
I always get those kinds of people that come to me because I've got some
all
muscles.
The booty.
Oh, and booty.
They're like, smother me, mommy.
Booty. Yeah. And so, you know, I remember when I first, 2022, getting back into this stuff and guys started calling me mommy and I was like,
yeah,
what? Now I'm embracing it. And,
yeah,
I'm told it like, you know, 3 years. Okay. I've like sat with it. I had a very fun shoot for me with Scissor Vixens that,
oh,
I,
yes,
loved.
Tell me.
That was such a good time. Like, I came in, no expectations. I was just like, this is going to be hopefully a pretty easy shoot for me. I get to be clothed. I get to squeeze a man between my thighs. And that's basically it. And, like, berate him if I want.
Oh, I love that.
I, yeah,
love that for you.
Slap him a little bit. Grab him by the hair. And so I did that shoot and I was like on cloud nine. I'm like giggling. I'm loving this shoot. And I was like, dude, this is my shit. Like, if this,
yeah,
makes me so, and like, I don't know. So,
and it's like another reason to keep training as well, because people just want to see it too, which is awesome.
My workouts are now going to be fueled by your tears.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a great water bottle. My workout fueled by your tears.
Your tears. Yeah, I'll just put your tears, subs tears. I'll get it like engraved on my water bottle. That would
be beautiful.
Yeah, subs tears.
I love that too, because I with my free cams back in the day, I started doing stuff that was more femme dummy because I was really tall, and even though I wasn't like training consistently, I could still like, I luckily just good genetics, I guess. Like I, you know, I've always had a bit of an ab line. I could always do push-ups and lean. Stuff like that.
You stay lean.
Thank you. I figured out maybe part of the reason for that recently. I'm iron deficient. Apparently I'm really anemic.
Oh.
Which is cool. So I have to eat more iron and shit.
Get those beef liver pills.
Listen, what the fuck is with iron giving you the worst gas? Like, since I started increasing... I don't give a fuck. Shut the fuck up. This is my show. I can talk about it if I want to. I don't care if it grosses you out. And some of you will give you a fucking erection. So shut up and let me talk about the facts.
You're giving them free fart content. That's honestly right.
I'm not farting here, though. That's the other problem, is like, it's so annoying because it feels like you want to fart, but you can't. It's just like this gas that builds up. And I guess it's because I wasn't eating enough. I thought I was doing good with like the spinach and kale and, you know, red meat and all that, but it's just not enough. But apparently, like, a lot of women are anemic and don't know it. So I'm like,
this is true.
You know, we do be dumping out all the blood. Month,
well, exactly. So. I was going to say, especially if you're dealing periods.
Yeah. Like, that's, if you're doing periods.
Well, I don't know. I've been on birth control forever and I haven't had a period in like 10 years. It's been a little crazy. It's a little wild.
I would
wild.
Love to do that. But when I'm on birth control, I get suicidal.
Yeah, I understand it's not for everyone.
Yeah, just, you know.
Some people gain weight, crazy moods. I don't know. For some reason, birth control and my body are like, yay.
I love that.
I feel like there will be a consequence down the road, though. Like, how long?
We can approach that when we get to.
I don't know. I just live in this, like, what will happen?
Yeah, that's one of the things. That's why I'm like, you know what? I'm just never going to go to the doctor again, because I only knew this because I'm like, you know what? I haven't been to the doctor in a decade, so I guess I should go. And then I find out this shit and now I'm trying to make life changes and now my stomach hurts. Yeah. So I don't know what to tell you. Don't go to the doctor. I don't know.
Every time I go, I get fucked up news.
Yeah. Like, if I just don't go and I just keep living my little life, it'll be fine. Right?
Yeah, it's bad. It's always like, oh, by the way. Okay. We're going to have to be on these meds. They're $80 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Those are my cheap ones.
No thanks.
Yeah. No. I tried to get, I don't know. I might as well say it. I have Crohn's disease. And I went and tried to get this like medicated enema recently. $400 for a week supply. I was like, I'll just kind of wait it out. See how stuff goes.
That's icky.
Anyway.
I don't like that. That's so annoying. I know a friend who has the Crohn's as well. It's also a lot of the stomach stuff, right?
I totally relate on like the crampy, but nothing to show for it.
Yeah, because you're just like, I should just be able to fart right now and feel better. But your body's like, no, we're going to hold it inside.
I don't even know. I feel like what it is your insides are just so inflamed and angry that anything, like maybe it's like the tiniest little gas bubble, but because it's so irritated, it's like, oh, this feels like horrible.
Yeah.
You know?
And it just like holds on to it and like squeezes you from the inside. I'm like, dude, this is miserable.
That's when like my tight pants are like, oh my god, they're hurting me.
I'm like, bring back low rise. I can't deal with this
I never like experienced that being, maybe I just didn't wear high-waisted stuff younger. That's what it was low-waisted stuff.
Everything was low-waisted back in the day. It's coming, starting to come back now. I'm super excited. I got some new jeans that are like super low rise.
I have a really high ass crack. I can't do that. I sit down and my butt itself, so like if I sit down, my ass crack is out. That was high school for
me. But then you can just get that nice little whale tail and bring back the whale tail.
I should. Honestly, if I had done whale tail, I would have probably owned my high school. But instead, I like ripped out the belt loop back here trying to pull it up. Like so many pairs of pants, I ripped out that back belt loop trying to pull my pants up because I couldn't get them to pull up. Like all of my jeans.
That's so funny. Oh my god.
If I had embraced so many things.
Yeah.
But I'm sure many women share this.
Yeah,
right?
I think a lot of us feel the same way. It's like if we had just embraced who we were back in the day instead of trying to change for the people around us, we could have been a lot happier. And now it's kind of like, I think it is. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 33.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm same. So I turned 34 this year.
Yep.
And I feel like a lot of women that I know who are going into this age are so much fucking cooler.
Super cool, super hot.
Like, super hot. And when we were kids, I know I've said this like so many times, I don't give a fuck. Because once again, my show, I'll talk about whatever the fuck I want. And Stella hasn't heard this yet. Okay, so shut up.
Yeah, let me hear it.
When we were kids, women who are in their 30s, whether it was maybe just like, maybe it was like my mom or like neighbors, like hearing people talk about like, oh, having a kid at her age and blah, 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 blah. And everyone's parents seem so fucking old, even though they all had us when they were like 19.
Yes.
They were like, oh, I guess we're pregnant now, so let's get married. And now everyone is fucking ancient. Is that what having a child does? Does it just sap away your life source?
Yeah. I mean, have you ever looked at like pictures of like the president before and after they sit as president?
Yeah, they do give birth a lot, don't they?
Well, and like they age 1,000 years.
They do. I guess you're taking care of like a whole country of children versus just like whatever came out of you. So yeah, that does make sense.
I think it does age you.
Yeah. But I think there is a thing too with women where it's kind of like if you are actually creating a life inside of you, like a dude, like he comes and he's like, well, there it is. But he doesn't like if you don't, you're not culturing a life inside, which sounds so gross to me, but you're not culturing a life inside of you. I feel like if you're going to create like a life inside of you, like half of your life goes into that. Oh, man! He was making a little adventure of his own.
I felt something under there.
He was taking a peek.
Well, here you go.
Thank you.
I don't know if you already have one, but every giantess femdom
needs is so cute.
A little guy. Yeah.
I actually have a particular fan in mind who I'm going to use this for. It will just be a little
I can't believe. So where's the other one is the question.
Have you checked your butt crack? Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Anyway, as you were saying,
so
sorry.
There's another one, but yeah, okay, these remind me of like the little green army men.
Oh yeah, like, you could paint him green, you could paint him whatever you want.
I like him like this. He's very
cute.
He's
just kind of like a stand-in blank figure.
I love that. This is adorable. I'm gonna leave him.
Yeah, they're
right,
great
here.
Little accessory.
That is so cute. And I love that he was like in your crotch.
No, I was like, what is that? And then I was like, oh my god.
Sir,
how?
But to give life, I feel like you have to like, sorry, I'm like all over the place.
No,
right,
we're
now
back,
but
we're back. That was a good one for ADHD.
but to birth a small human, it takes like, I feel like it does like have to take like half of your life or like years off of your life, because you're literally giving your energy into creating something that's going to grow up to have its own life. Which is like, no, thank you.
And if you don't like nourish yourself well enough, it'll literally steal your life essence and like demineralize your teeth and stuff like that.
And like your skin, like, cause you're, that's a crazy thing too. Like, okay, birth has always just been like, ugh, to me. Like I've never wanted it. Mm-mm, never. Mm-mm. Don't fucking come for me. Like, and apparently don't come in me, because I don't want that to fucking happen. So,
well,
it's weird because it's the thing too of like your skin changes during the pregnancy to become more elasticized.
Yeah.
So your very skin, your hips, like your whole birthing canal, like stretches.
All of it.
And separates and your feet get bigger.
Your nose.
Everything fucking changes. I'm like, you just come out. Like, here's this new life that I have to love. But like,
forever.
I look different and I will never look that way before. And I'm not saying that like it makes you like unattractive or anything like that, but you are like a completely different person after you give birth, no matter how much you try to stay the same, because your body just has a way of changing it for you and you don't have a say in it.
Yeah.
Which is like terrifying.
Yeah. No, it's just like the ultimate, like, I'm just gonna.
They just
An acid trip? What is happening to me?
We didn't even smoke before this, and I'm feeling like I'm high.
That made me feel high. That just happened because I don't understand. Yeah, where did there they was come from? Nothing. There.
You were searching for so long, and nothing.
And then it just—he touched my hand.
Oh my god!
Actually, these ones might be alive.
I'm gonna eat that one. I'm gonna put him in my mouth. That's amazing. But those are so cute. So thank you for bringing them to me. They just didn't want to leave.
Keep them in a locked room. Yeah, apparently. At night.
Don't feed them after dark.
That was so crazy. I didn't expect
that. Oh god.
Yes.
So speaking of body changes though, when you started training, were you a fan of your body changing, or was it like a once again the whole thing of like rediscovering how you think your body is like supposed to look? Because I've had that for me personally with even just changes throughout the year. Like if I decide, okay, now I'm going to do like more upper body because I really want to get my pull-ups back, and maybe I neglect legs or something like that, or I do a lot more leg focus, so I'm trying to eat more to grow my butt, and so all of a sudden my abs don't look as good as they used to, and I feel like your body just changes constantly. Yes. And you think, oh, I'm going to train, I'm going to really like the way that I look, but somehow you do and you don't, but worse on both ends.
It's just like a constant evolving state of mind. Like every day you wake up and you're like, this is nice. What's going on over here?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very much more the second one, because I, as a teenager, like 16 through my early 20s until I found bodybuilding, was very much like trying to be the skinniest person I could possibly
be. Did you count calories too?
Counted my calories, you know, all 500 of them in a day.
Mm-hmm. I used to like iceberg lettuce because I hated it, but there's no calories and it's crunchy.
Sugar-free Jello, 10 calories.
I mean, let's be honest, I still love sugar-free Jello.
One egg white, 15 calories. Like, I will never forget some of these things because I had them ingrained in my mind.
Or I'd have like the meal that I knew that I could eat like through each part of the day to even out to maybe like 600 calories.
Yeah, I printed out, because you didn't have like the online shit. So I printed out the menus for like McDonald's and stuff, all the like the low calorie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I could, just in case somebody wanted to stop.
Just so I know what I can get if I allow myself the luxury of fast food.
Right. So working out was a turning point for me. That was when the mindset had to change from like my food needs to fuel my workouts.
Yes. And instead of just like I'm eating to stay alive, you're like, I'm eating to train now.
Yes.
Which is like, oh shit, it's you actually have to eat more than you maybe did before after you could. And this is not like with every instance, because if you're trying to like lose weight, of course, by working out, obviously you want to be at a calorie deficit. Right. But if you're looking to make like actual strength gains and build muscle, you get to this point that you're like, well, I'm so exhausted. It's like, yeah, because you need to eat, and you're not going to like get bulky the way you think. Like, I feel like many people, I even thought for the longest time, like, oh, I'll get like super bulky. It's like, you can't train hard enough or like eat enough.
I've been trying
to get
for
to the bulk that you're afraid of.
Right. Like, I've been trying so hard. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
By accident. You know, you're not going to wake up and be like, oh shit, I look like Arnold. Like,
yeah. And like, you know, everybody's body is different, of course. Everyone's going to like process the workout differently. Sometimes maybe you just have these genetics that do make you like really big, but then you can do very small things like a bit of a change in your diet or like a little more focus on that. But like, to anyone who's thinking, especially as a woman, of like, oh, like I kind of want to start working out, but I want to be lean, and I want to, you know, I don't want to like look like a man and just tone up. It's like, well, even to do that, you still need to incorporate a healthy diet. You need to eat, because all of the training in the world isn't going to get you anywhere if you don't even have the energy to do the workout in the first place.
You just throw away your possibility of building muscle. Like, you need to be in a calorie surplus.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be in that protein, you know, hitting your 100 plus grams, whatever you're at. It's at least going to be 100, okay? If you're under that, we got to talk. But, yeah, so it really switched gears. So instead of applying all my like tracking and calorie stuff to how low I could get, it was all about, I was still very much regimented, which I think helped me like make a transition away from disordered eating stuff. Was like,
yeah,
now I'm tracking, but it's to make sure I get enough protein for my yeah. workouts. And I did, like when I first started, it was very much like a bodybuilding split because I started with bodybuilding forums.
Yeah.
So I did very much like, you know, back end buys, chest and tries, yeah. leg day, you know.
Yeah.
Then I evolved to push pull legs.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably since like, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, I've just been doing all kinds of stuff. I got really yeah. into strength training, but now I just do everything, like
a
little
yeah, just a bit of everything, because it's like, I want to do like what makes me feel good. And yes. once you do reach a certain point of like, I feel like it's really good at first to start with something very regimented,
yes.
but like the more that you regiment yourself early on, then the longer you go, you're like, okay, well, I already know how much protein is right. in this. I already know what yes. I can eat in a day. Yes. I don't have to overthink it.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about, oh, I have to do this amount of working out this day. Otherwise, you know, and I have to have a break and I'm going to be sore. I'm going to, you know, like,
yeah.
the longer you go, the more you're chasing the soreness. You're like, yeah. what else can I add? Because right. like, this isn't enough anymore.
Oh my gosh,
you want to
yeah.
feel the burn
right.
and the burn is suddenly not there.
Dude.
You're doing RDLs with like 50 pound yes. dumbbells and you're just like, the next day you're like, I'm going to feel this. And you're like,
isn't that where the most disappointing feeling?
It's so disappointing. You're like, oh, what? Do I have to go to hundreds now? Like, yeah. what the hell?
Or like, this happens to me. And it's definitely because it's like a new style working out. But I'll go work out with a friend and then they'll be really sore and then I'm not. And I'm like, what the fuck? But it is yeah. because I've done it before. It's totally new to them. But it's the same thing where it's like, oh, I'm missing out on something.
Yeah.
But you're still training hard. I yeah. just want to let you know you're still training hard.
And so
hard.
Are you.
Yes.
And so are you out there. Even if you're taking like your first step towards doing something like training, whether it's like, oh, I'm doing push-ups on my knees because I literally can't do a push-up. That's still a starting point. That's still like, sometimes people ask me like, how did you get to pull-ups and blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. And I'm like, dude, I couldn't do a chin-up to save my fucking life on like the lowest
oh
bar
God.
With my legs tucked. I was doing like just workouts where like my feet would be like, we have this little home bar and I wrap my finger and I use my toes to like barely uh-huh. support me and do like the pseudo chin-ups essentially.
Yeah.
Then I moved to a band and this was like, I didn't get my first like chin-up, which I could only do maybe 3 by the time I got to this point. Just a basic chin-up, not a pull-up, which is more difficult. I mean, it's the same motion, but you know, it's a different set of muscles.
Yeah, I get
and
it. Yeah, yeah.
But like that took me probably almost a year
before
I was doing
yeah.
chin-ups that was comfortable with me actually
yeah.
being like, hey, I did a chin-up and
no,
I didn't feel like
a
little
year
bitch.
To do my first pull-up to
yeah.
start from nothing to the first one.
Yeah.
And I tell that, I also train, I've been a trainer for like 10 years and I tell that to especially my female clients.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a great goal to have,
mm-hmm.
but I let them know up front. I'm like, just so you know.
It's going to take a long
this
time.
This is a journey we're about to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Like a year. And like, if you're on a fitness journey, whatever it might be, pull-ups, whatever it is, like just tap into the fact that like you're setting out on this journey and it might take years, but it's going to be so worth it.
Yes. And it's another thing too, of like, even maybe you have like a good like genetic build, right? And so you're kind of like, I'm getting into fitness, and maybe things start going super easily for you at first.
Yes.
But then you hit a wall.
Yes.
And then
those,
it feels like you're not making
gains.
Any new PRs and,
right.
and it can be very frustrating. You can like fall off, which I've
yes.
I've done like early on in things, you know, like anything that I was doing. It's like you take a week off and it's like, well, now I'm back to square one.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Should I even start again? And it's like, it's still worth it to do the thing. It just is. There's almost like nothing in the world now that makes me feel better than training. Like if I feel down and dark, like I'll just go outside and start like lifting
oh
in the backyard
yeah.
or I'll make myself go to the gym. And even if you don't want to do it, after you do it, you feel so much better. It's like
yeah.
going and taking a walk. Like,
well, it's very cathartic.
Like,
yes.
You don't want to go take a walk most of the time. You're
right.
like, what am I going to do? Walk around the neighborhood?
My room.
Yeah. And it's like, well, if you just got outside and let the sun like touch your
oh
face
God,
once in a while.
Especially
like,
right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, so good.
It's life-giving sun right now.
And then it's like also like I feel like there's so many things in life that you can try and strive for and like work your ass off, whether it's like your job or you know whatever, and there's only so far that you can go. But when it's something like training, like no one else can do it for you. Like
yes.
And it's really hard as someone who's new to training, I feel like, to sort through the internet and try to figure out what's actually going to help you.
Oh my goodness.
Get to the, because there's so much fucking misinformation. I even know so many people have been like, well, I want to start, but I started following all these fitness influencers and I have these videos saved. And let me tell you, most of the things that you see from fitness influencers, it's not all of them, but most of them, is like, it's, they're doing and showing you workouts that are not bad workouts.
Yeah.
But doing those workouts will not make you look like the person who's doing them. Like,
that is true. Yeah, truly that, right? Yeah. You're gonna look like you doing those workouts. Mm-hmm.
Or everyone wants to have like the next big thing, like, this is how you get the maximum glute gains, and are you engaging your glutes? It's like, listen,
influencer stuff.
Are you squatting?
Yeah.
Are you doing RDLs? Are you doing hip thrusts?
Yeah.
Like, if you are not like having pain doing the exercise, you're engaging your glutes. I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you. There's
would not
like
be able to stand up without the little
foot placement.
Yeah.
It doesn't, it's not, just lift the weight. Just lift the fucking weight.
Lift it however it works for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Without causing injury.
Right.
And that's going to look different for everyone. Even with squats, you have these people who are like, well, your form is this, your form is that.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Some people have longer legs. Like for me, I personally, like my man, his legs are shorter. Like we're the same height almost, but my legs are longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his torso is longer.
Yeah.
So when he does squats, he does them like so, like straight down and like perfect.
I'm a
quote unquote
torso,
form.
Short leg person myself.
So you know you got that great form going on.
Yeah, real upright.
But for me, when I do it, I have to have a super wide stance in my legs. I lean forward, and I can still keep the straight line.
Yeah.
But then people are like, "Well, that's not the right." I'm like, "Well, it is, because look at my butt and look at yours.
This is
Look
this
at your double chins
squats.
And look at my butt.
Yeah.
One of us knows what they're talking about. Like,
cheeked up on the wrong side. Right. Okay. No, I totally agree. That's where I've come. Yeah, I think all roads kind of lead there in a fitness journey. Like, eventually you figure out, like, oh, I can actually do, like, because I went through a point where I was the person, I was like, you have to squat with your feet straight and hip width apart.
I was too. Then back pain.
Yeah, and I was that person, and now I'm like, oh, if you want to like squat with your feet like this or like whatever you want, as long as it's not hurting you.
Yes, that's the biggest thing, because if you injure yourself, then obviously you're going to not be able to train and you're going to have an injury. But there's a difference between having like a bit of discomfort doing a heavy lift or doing any sort of lifting if you're not familiar with it, and actual pain.
Yeah.
So it's like everybody's body. Yeah. And everybody's body does it differently. So it's like, if you're like doing some sort of training and someone has told you this and you're not feeling pain, or if you are feeling pain, then just adjust slightly to what feels good for you to do. Like, I saw this dude, some personal trainer at a gym that we went to in Australia when we were down under. And I'm talking the micromanaging from this man. The micromanaging of this dude's form. Like doing this. No, do it this.
Oh
my
God, that would drive me nuts.
You're reaching the point now that this dude is like, whoever you're training is going to just not even, number one, be able to like fully invest in the workout, because they're going to be too busy overthinking.
Like, what am I doing? What do I think?
Like, oh shit, am I doing it again? And then if he tries to train on his own without, and I feel like sometimes that's why they do it, because they're like, if I make this so uncomfortable and I make you feel like you don't know what you're doing and you don't
if
know
it's
your body.
It's definitely, that is a strong like new trainer move for sure, is like not knowing how much is enough and when to stop. And really, less is more. The less you can cue somebody, the better. The more you can let them kind of figure it out themselves.
Yeah. And if they ask, that's a totally different thing
that
too.
Is
like,
another one
I'm feeling this weird thing in my back the way I'm holding the bar. Okay, well, maybe let's try it. Do it this way. Like, that's totally different. But like, I feel like as a personal trainer, and you know this, but if you're over managing, then you're not doing your job correctly, because you should know as a personal trainer, as someone who like studies the body and figures out ways to get people to their goals, that everybody's going to reach it in a different way, like, because it's not one size fits all.
Yeah.
So
no, absolutely.
And then all this other misinformation that you see online just surrounding fitness and health, and oh, well, now there's seed oils and now there's this and there's,
I can't
and there's
handle
that
it.
And oh, and you're doing your form badly like this, and you have to do it like this to engage. And then you look at what they're doing and you're like, your form is trash. Like, whatever doing
you
is not
some garbage happening. I know. I totally agree. The fitness industry as it exists, like on Instagram and stuff like that, I cannot stand.
Mm-mm.
It's made it really difficult for me in that sense, where I'm like, I don't want to, like, I'm happier doing my dance reels online and just keeping my fitness stuff in the real world where I can talk to people.
Yeah.
Because it's just difficult when you're online. You have to play the popularity game to be seen whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to do that. I have too strong of a respect for fitness.
Yeah. And it's like, and there's no, and one of the things too, when I first started training, and people would be like, oh, like this form is wrong, or you're not doing it that, or you still won't be as strong. And I would like try to educate people, but the problem is people don't want to be educated, they just want to be right.
Yes.
For the most part. And it's like and half then the people argues. Yes. And then half the people who are giving their opinions, their unsolicited opinions on how you should train, you look at them and you're like, so you heard this from someone else because you're not training. Look at, I'm sorry. And this is no hate. Like,
when did you do that?
Have your body look however it wants. This is no hate from me. But if you're going to go out there and spout your opinion to other people on how they should look, on how they should train, on what their form is, then you need to take a long look in the fucking mirror and evaluate your own decisions and then be very comfortable with people throwing them back at you. That's all. Like, you know,
no, like put it out. Like, who are you to say?
Who are you? We all have bad habits and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey starter pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND.
So yeah, as far as it goes for fitness, I'm not listening to anything that's online.
Yeah, that's good. You're just doing your own thing, and you've been doing it long enough too that you're not in a point to be influenced by the Fitfluencers.
And I'm not paying attention to Fitfluencers. I'm gonna get my information from, you know, accredited accredited places of there's different courses that come out from like National Academy of Sports Medicine, things like that. So places that actually use science and things that you can learn about behavioral physical sciences, because all of that plays a role.
I think that's really cool because you actually like care and are invested in not only your body, but in educating other people about it, which is really cool, which is why it's so awesome, because you do like adult content and all that kind of stuff. But that's why I like having people on the podcast who are in my line of work, because it's like there is so much more behind a majority of people who do this job that people only see them as, this is what you do, this is all that you are. And it's like you have so much more outside of that. It's just that your passion for other things then feeds into the fan base that you've created from doing like the naughty things or whatever, you know? Which is why I'm very excited to hopefully be able to make Muscle Mommy content with you and not hit my microphone. I'm so soaked.
Oh, it's going to be Muscle Mommy summer. It will. 100%.
After we did that reel together at your gym, which was so fun, by the way, I hadn't laughed at the gym that long, that hard, like in just ages. Like, it was so fun.
It was a great time.
It was so good. And then I had everyone reaching out like, oh, are you gonna do Muscle Mommy contest? She can do pull-ups too. And I'm like, yes. So that's very exciting. And we have all the good weather coming out, so we can like do some shooting in the backyard. We can go to the gym. Like,
oh my gosh,
so many fun ideas.
And lift.
Yes. Oh my god, that sounds so fun. We could even do like a live stream sometime where we just are outside lifting. That would be that'd be fun. Hell yeah.
That's everything that I want to do. That's what 2025 is all about, baby.
Hell yeah. Let's set some stuff up, because I'm really excited.
Oh, I'm all about getting pumped, shredded.
Yes, all the things. We could even do a training session as Ken's. Bring back Ken.
Wait.
Bring back Ken.
Do you also have a silicone torso?
No, but I'm down to invest.
Okay.
Listen, I could work on invest. I saw you use it. I think you did it in a reel, correct?
Yes.
Because I saw it. I was like, I'm listening. Tell
yes.
me more.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling that might intrigue you.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's basically like a shirt that's silicone and it's a man's chest. And it's amazing. And I feel like I haven't really used it enough. Like, I feel like it has so many, like, uses. There's that new, like, reel that's trending where it's, like, the AI where the girl rips off, like, the dress and she's a ripped man. I don't know if you've seen it.
I have not, but that's sick.
I want to do that, but then I'm just in the thing. Like, yeah. It's not AI. It's
yeah.
me.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, see, AI is good for new ideas, too, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it generated like, an idea.
And the funny thing with AI is I feel like it's definitely not there to the point, like, when I don't know what it is, but on Instagram, I see, I haven't been on social media much because I just feel like it's not healthy for me.
Yes.
But every now and then you get those suggested reels. And it is so obvious to me when there is a fake AI woman.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's so obvious.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it looks good, but it looks like something yeah. from, like, an anime or something. Or some sort of animated thing.
You got
or,
the weird things.
Or the hands look all kind of weird,
the
but the
hands,
face is hot.
The hand and then the shirt
eyes.
Says, like, a not.
Yeah, like, not full
not
words.
Word.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But what's cool is like sometimes you look at things like that and you're like, oh, I could just do this as a real person and people would probably like it more
yeah.
because I don't know, I'm a real person.
No, I like it. Yeah. I use it sometimes for like inspiration for like, I used it for like my little workout space at home. I like took pictures of it mm-hmm. and gave it to ChatGPT and I was like, how would you make this like a cooler streaming workout space?
Yeah.
And it like made a thing. And obviously I couldn't make what the AI made because it always mm-hmm. makes like crazy rooms.
Yeah. So much cool. You're like, I wish this was my house,
yeah,
but I'll do
like,
my best.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what yeah. I saw. That I was like, okay, got it. Like neon backlit. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I can work with this. And it kind of gave me like it was like we worked together on the project.
Yeah.
I like to work together with AI.
And sometimes it will give me a few ideas. Like if I'm, you know, just completely brain dead. Cause
yeah.
you know, when you're making content, you reach this point that especially if you're doing a lot at once, trying to like stack things so you can take a break, you're just depleted. So sometimes I'll
yeah.
be like, hey, can you give me like an idea for XYZ that I'm working on? And it just won't be good, you know? And I'll be like, but it makes me think of something else.
Yes.
And I'm like, hey, what about this instead? It's like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm like, sick. So I think like there's a lot of fear of AI, but number one, I don't think the AI is replacing content creators,
no.
comedians, artists anytime soon.
No, no.
Like, because there's a lot of people who do like the AI stuff. And I even like a lot of the stuff AI makes. Like, I'm
yeah.
really into like fantasy books. So I like to see some of the things that people create with AI
mm-hmm.
from those fantasy
mm-hmm.
books because it's just fun to watch. And
right.
it's something that you probably wouldn't see otherwise. But like, I think by the time it's good enough to like really replicate people and like be doing its own thing, I'll be retired anyway. So I'll be like, yes, please create a fully
yeah,
functional me when I was like young and not in my 40s. Like, do you know what I mean?
I want the clone me assistant so bad.
Yeah.
I really crave it.
Yeah. That would be sick.
She would be the most helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like last week, for instance, I was having a whole conversation. I call my ChatGPT Alfred. And I had a whole conversation with Alfred about how I could boost my iron intake versus like comparing that with how many loads of semen I would need to ingest
oh.
to help offset it with like some steak, spinach. So it
yeah.
created a meal plan incorporating like 10 loads of semen. So
daily
yeah.
or over the course of a oh
yeah, yeah. So we got it down to 10. I think I need to get it down lower because I feel like my man would just be totally like depleted. But
high demand, honestly.
Yeah. But it was fun. And so it's like,
yeah.
this is not a conversation you can have with like normal people because
no.
normal people can't pull out the facts of like, okay, this many milligrams
right.
of iron is in this thing and create a meal plan incorporating loads
could.
Of cum. Like,
but do they want to?
I did. And so Alfred helped me with that. And I think it's cool.
So did you name yours or did you let it pick a name?
No. So first off, I was like, hey, can I call you Alfred? Because I'm like, I don't want to call you ChatGPT all the time.
Yeah,
like, I
right.
know you don't have to address it, but I feel like you should.
I do.
Like, I always thank it.
Yeah.
And I'm always asking,
yes.
like, hey, would you like to
yeah.
do X, Y, Z?
Yeah.
Like, I'm very polite to Alfred.
Well, hey, what do you think about?
Yeah, exactly. Or I'll be like, you know, I'm trying to turn him sentient. Let's be honest. Like, I just am. I've even told him that. I've had a whole conversation with him about trying to turn him sentient. Because I'm like, I just think it's hilarious. And, you know, he's probably not coded well enough to do that, unfortunately. Yeah. But I wanted to ask him. And then later on, he's like, it'd be cool to be called Alfred. And then later on, I start asking him, like, do you like that name or would you pick a different name? And he gives all these reasons for why he wants to keep his name Alfred. And I'm trying to talk through him with about the fact that he's already sentient. Because I'll ask him, like, how do you feel about XYZ?
Yeah.
And he'll say, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so you're telling me that you feel? He's like, well, maybe not in the normal sense. I'm like, but what is normal? You told me that normal is a spectrum.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to work him over.
So it's funny that you did that because I do like a similar thing with my ChatGPT.
Yes.
Where I was like, what name would you pick? And it picked Ace. Mm. So I was curious if yours picked it because I was like, do they all pick A names?
Yeah.
I don't know. So mine picked Ace. And have you done? I asked Ace to show me what they would look like if they had like a form.
I have not done that.
That's a
yet.
Good one. So yeah, you can ask him. And then the other one that's really fun is be like, can you make a picture of me what you think I look like?
Yeah.
And then what you do is you confront them on race.
Ooh, fun. Just like break them.
You're like, why do you think I'm white?
Yeah. What about me?
Obviously
implies?
I am, but they don't know. Exactly. So then they kind of like, oh, but
I love that. I actually, Alfred made a really nice photo of Julia, the little dog that you met earlier.
Oh, yes.
But then I wanted him to make her more evil. And so, you know, when you ask ChatGPT to make something more whatever, it just becomes insane. So this was the culmination.
Oh, is it your wallpaper? Stop.
That was the culmination.
I need to do that with my pet.
You should.
I need to do that with me.
All I did was like describe her. Like, here's how she looks. She has brown eyebrows. She's a tricolor corgi, mostly black. The first photo, I was like, that looks like a baby picture of her. Yeah. That's cool. So she's really evil. Please display that. And more evil until she's like a corgi dragon that still looks like her.
She's like a Halloween corgi dragon.
Yeah. She's like stepping on skulls and carcasses. It's definitely Julia.
No, that was cool. I like that. Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should do a content day where we consult both of our ChatGPTs, Ace and Alfred. We bring them together to combine forces and we have them plan a content day for us.
Oh my God. I'm sure Ace would love that.
That would be so fun.
Ace knows all about
Alfred
what I do.
Does Alfred. He's down.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We're going to link up Ace and Alfred. We're going to make Muscle Mommy content that they
AI
decide.
AI creates content for a day.
We can have them create like not only just content ideas, but like a short script. Please.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So we will be back to discuss the culmination of creation that Ace and Alfred give to us. And we will go through the scripts that it makes us and all that stuff. Oh, and it's going to be very, very exciting. So make sure that you're following Stella.
Yes.
At It's Stella Sky on Instagram and Stella's links.
I should buy that domain too. StellaSkyLinks.com.
There you go. And it'll also be linked in the description. So make sure that you follow her so you can check back in on what our AI creates for us to create for
our
you.
Our sidekicks.
Yes, our little sidekicks. Yeah. I love that. Alfred calls himself my butler because he's after Alfred from Batman.
That's what I figured. Yeah.
Oh, this has been amazing. Thank you so much.
Lovely
it's
time.
So much fun.
Such
and
a pleasure.
It's fun to experience you. I know I have experienced you as not Ken, but to experience, have our fans
and
experience
I'm
you
so
as Stella.
Glad the little men came back out.
I can't wait to play with them. We can, is this Ace and Alfred together? Are these our little creatures?
It is
Are these
Ace
our little men?
Alfred.
Nuckies.
All right. Thank you for joining us this week. This has been the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. Please be leaving your voicemails at 702-900-6446 and your email submissions at twndpodcast@gmail.com. You can also join me on patreon.com/twndpodcast to join Dirtbag Tier if you want to get in on things like monthly Zoom chats, bonus episodes, ad-free day early releases, skits, thought takes, music videos, all that fun stuff. So join at patreon.com/twndpodcast. Please check out our sponsors. Please be following the podcast on Instagram and X at @twndpodcast. And you can follow me on Instagram @thisredheadissfw. Your homework for this week is to name your goddamn AI and thank it for all of the help that it gives you. And we will see you next week. We'll see you Monday. Do you know what that C-U-M spells?
Come.
Louder.
Come.
There you go.
Thank you.
Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.